Oh, since yesterday, since having cupped the Skybury Australian bean roasted to perfection, I must say, by Philippa, York Coffee Emporium. I couldn't wait to put it through the R58, and Lawrence has emailed me and said, you'll be in for a treat. And I can't wait. I've actually done 2 espresso shots. The first one ran a bit fast. I adjusted my grind. And I must say, although it ran fast, I did already put my lips to it. The one thing I immediately felt is a creaminess. It's beautifully creamy. That mouthfeel is sensational. Pulled another shot. This one was absolutely perfect. And it's even creamier. Amazing amount of crema. It just, in my naked portafilter, kept coming and coming and coming in thick, rich kind of blobs and dobs before it merged in the center of the naked portafilter and just beautifully ran into the shot glass. And my third shot was immediately a latte for Shirley. She has never had an Australian either. I drew, I think, quite a nice little latte out. She's brought some unhomogenized milk with me. First of all, Shirley, what's the benefit of unhomogenized organic milk?
Well, I'm not sure what the benefit is, but it's a more natural state to have unhomogenized, because then the milk, the cream hasn't been blasted throughout the milk. It's able to separate and rise to the top.
Mm. I did notice it was slightly different to froth, but I think I did quite a good job. So you're gonna go in for your first sip live here on Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's Audio Boo.
Going in for my first sip.
All right.
Wow, that creaminess, you're right. Mm. And a beautiful, beautiful aftertaste that comes through.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe it a little bit? She's very bad on description, but she's gonna try.
Come on, Shirley.
I don't
have enough words in my vocab. Well, there's a hint of chocolatey, but not overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting. It's not one-dimensional. It's not flat. It's there's a harmony going on in my mouth,
mm-hmm,
even
mm-hmm.
though...
It was your first sip.
That was only my first sip.
Normally, you only kind of tell me after your second or third sip. So...
Very smooth and creamy. That is delicious.
Because we've had some amazing coffees. I must say, all these artisan roasters are sending Coffee Mumbo Jumbo some amazing stuff. And it's a real privilege to be able to taste all these different coffees and honor the roasters. You know me well enough. I'm honoring right from the beginning the coffee chain. I love what farmers do, the different processes and the care they take into specialty coffee. But this, I can't wait to do my own flat white. I think I'll probably pause this to give you my own verdict on a flat white. I don't like a latte, a bit too much milk for me, but Shirley loves her lattes. I think this coffee, from just having tasted it as an espresso, can really take a lot of milk as well.
Absolutely. It works really well with milk.
Yeah. And it's a double shot. It yielded just over 30 grams of fluid. I kept it at 18 gram dose. And yeah, ran really well. So I can't wait to do my own. But I will say already, as an espresso, maybe not, you know, that fruitiness that I kind of rave about in an espresso, but it's beautifully kind of really rich. And that mouthfeel, that butteriness, I don't think I've ever tasted before. So stay tuned, because I'm going to do my flat white now. Shirley, your last sip, it's gone down a treat.
Oh, it's gone. I'm quite sad about that. What a satisfying cup of coffee. Thank you, barista. Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you, Philippa. That was a great experience.
Cool. Still got to do my own flat white now. Well, pull another shot, an exquisite shot, straight into my brown 6-ounce cup. And still with the unhomogenized milk. I haven't had unhomogenized milk before, so it'll be interesting as well. It froths differently, I must say. And in the smaller pitcher, because I used less milk, turned out just a little bit thin. So my latte art is thinner than it should be. But it looks a picture. And again, that creaminess that just came out of the naked portafilter, oozing out, dropping into that cup, was amazing. So going in live for my first sip of an Australian Skybury bean for the first time, roasted by York Emporium in York. Ooh, wow, quite delicious, quite delicious. sweet. I mean, I think the milk adds that sweetness to it. That creaminess is definitely there. It's an interesting kind of balance in there happening as well. There is some cocoa for sure. Let me just take another sip. Oh, yeah, I mean, you could drink this. Ooh, I mean, gives you a nice little kick, but you could also, it's also smooth, so you could just go on drinking this. Almost, you know, all day, I suppose. Be interesting to also do it, maybe in the AeroPress or another filter brewing method, maybe the V60, just to understand that bean completely. But so far, I'm liking this as a flat white. I'm really liking it as an espresso. And, yeah. The journey of the Skyberry goes on. I almost feel like I'm in Australia myself. Thanks again, York Emporium. Philippa, thumbs up too.